sunrise, Matthew 21, verse 12, 13, 18, and 19.
Jesus entered the temple and threw out all those selling and buying in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. And he said to them,
"It is written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a cave of robbers."
While returning to the city early in the morning, he felt hungry. He caught sight of a fig tree by the road and went to it, but he found nothing on it except leaves, and he said to it,
"Let no fruit come from you ever again."
And the fig tree withered instantly.
Mark 11, verse 12 to 19.
The next day, when they were leaving Bethany, he felt hungry. From a distance, he caught sight of a fig tree that had leaves, and he went to see whether he could find something on it. But on coming to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. So he said to it,
"Let no one eat fruit from you ever again."
And his disciples were listening. They now came to Jerusalem. There he entered the temple and started to throw out those selling and buying in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and he would not let anyone carry a utensil through the temple. He was teaching and saying to them,
"Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations'? But you have made it a cave of robbers."
And the chief priests and the scribes heard it, and they began to seek how to kill him, for they were in fear of him, because all the crowd was astounded at his teaching. When it became late in the day, they went out of the city.
Luke 19, verse 45 to 48.
Then he entered the temple and started to throw out those who were selling, saying to them,
"It is written, 'My house will be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a cave of robbers."
He continued teaching daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the principal ones of the people were seeking to kill him. But they did not find any way to do this, for the people, one and all, kept hanging on to him to hear him.
John 12, verse 20 to 50.
Now there were some Greeks among those who had come to worship at the festival. So these approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and they began to request him, saying,
"Sir, we want to see Jesus."
Philip came and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip came and told Jesus. But Jesus answered them,
"The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Most truly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just one grain. But if it dies, it then bears much fruit. Whoever is fond of his life destroys it, but whoever hates his life in this world will safeguard it for everlasting life. If anyone would minister to me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my minister will be also. If anyone would minister to me, the Father will honor him. Now I am troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me out of this hour. Nevertheless, this is why I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name."
Then a voice came out of heaven,
"I have glorified it, and will glorify it again."
The crowd that was standing there heard it, and began to say that it had thundered. Others said,
"An angel has spoken to him."
Jesus answered,
"This voice has occurred, not for my sake, but for your sakes. Now there is a judging of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And yet I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all sorts of men to myself."
This he was really saying to indicate what sort of death he was about to die. Then the crowd answered him,
"We heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?"
So Jesus said to them,
"The light will be among you a little while longer. Walk while you still have the light, so that darkness does not overpower you. Whoever walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, exercise faith in the light, so that you may become sons of light."
Jesus said these things and went off and hid from them. Although he had performed so many signs before them, they were not putting faith in him, so that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, who said, "Jehovah, who has put faith in the thing heard from us? And as for the arm of Jehovah, to whom has it been revealed?" The reason why they were not able to believe is that again Isaiah said, "He has blinded their eyes and has made their hearts hard, so that they would not see with their eyes and understand with their hearts, and turn around and I heal them." Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and he spoke about him. All the same, many, even of the rulers, actually put faith in him. But they would not acknowledge him because of the Pharisees, so that they would not be expelled from the synagogue. For they loved the glory of men even more than the glory of God. However, Jesus called out and said,
"Whoever puts faith in me puts faith not only in me, but also in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees also the one who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, so that everyone putting faith in me may not remain in the darkness. But if anyone hears my sayings and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Whoever disregards me and does not receive my sayings has one to judge him. The word that I have spoken is what will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken of my own initiative, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment about what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment means everlasting life. So whatever I speak just as the Father has told me."
Jesus, the Way, the Truth, the Life, Chapter 103.
The Temple Cleansed Again. Matthew 21, 12, 13, 18, and 19, Mark 11, 12 to 18, Luke 19, 45 to 48, and John 12, 20 to 27. Chapter Overview. Jesus curses a fig tree and cleanses the temple. To impart life to many, Jesus must die. Jesus and his disciples have spent 3 nights in Bethany since they arrived from Jericho. Now, early in the morning on Monday, Nisan 10, they are heading to Jerusalem. Jesus is hungry, so when he sees a fig tree, he walks toward it. Does it have figs? It is now late March, but the season for figs is not until June. Still, the leaves are out, having sprouted early. Thus, Jesus feels that there might be early figs. He finds, though, that there are none. The leaves have given the tree a deceptive appearance. Jesus then says, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." Mark 11:14. Immediately the tree starts to wither, the meaning of which is to be learned the next morning. Before long, Jesus and his disciples reach Jerusalem. he goes to the temple, which he inspected the previous afternoon. Today he does more than make an inspection. He takes action similar to what he did 3 years earlier at the Passover of 30 CE. This time, Jesus throws out those selling and buying in the temple. He also overturns the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. Mark 11:15. He does not even let anyone carrying things to another part of the city take a shortcut through the temple courtyard. Why is Jesus taking decisive action against those changing money and selling animals in the temple? He says, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations'? But you have made it a cave of robbers." Mark 11:17. His reason for calling these men robbers is that they demand exorbitant prices from those who have to buy animals needed for sacrifice. Jesus views their dealings as extortion or robbery. Of course, the chief priests, scribes, and principal ones of the people hear what Jesus has done, and they respond with renewed efforts to have him killed. However, they face a problem. They do not know how to do away with Jesus, because the people are flocking to hear him. Not only natural Jews, but also proselytes, converts to the Jews' religion, have come for the Passover. Among them are Greeks who have come to worship at the festival. These approach Philip, perhaps attracted by his Greek name, and ask to see Jesus. Philip may be unsure whether such a meeting is appropriate, so he confers with Andrew. The two take the matter to Jesus, who is apparently still at the temple. Jesus knows that he is to die in a few days. So this is not the time to satisfy people's curiosity or to seek popularity. He responds to the two apostles with an illustration, saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Most truly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just one grain. But if it dies, it then bears much fruit." John 12:23-24. One grain of wheat might seem of little value. Yet, if it is put into the soil and dies as a seed, it can germinate and in time grow into a productive stalk with many grains. Similarly, Jesus is one perfect man. Still, by his being faithful to God till his death, he will become the means of imparting everlasting life to many who have a similar spirit of self-sacrifice. Thus, Jesus says, "Whoever is fond of his life destroys it, but whoever hates his life in this world will safeguard it for everlasting life." John 12:25. Jesus is not thinking of himself only, for he says, "If anyone would minister to me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my minister will be also. If anyone would minister to me, the Father will honor him." John 12:26. What a reward! Those honored by the Father will become Christ's associates in the kingdom. Bearing in mind the great suffering and agonizing death that awaits him, Jesus says, "Now I am troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me out of this hour." But Jesus does not want to avoid accomplishing God's will. He adds, "Nevertheless, this is why I have come to this hour." John 12:27. Jesus is in agreement with all that God has purposed, including his own sacrificial death. Questions for review. Why does Jesus expect to find figs, though it is not yet the normal season for them? Why is it appropriate for Jesus to call those selling in the temple robbers? How can Jesus be compared to a grain of wheat, and how does he feel about the suffering and death that awaits him?
A Jesus, the way, the truth, The Life, Chapter 104.
The Jews hear God's voice. Will they show faith? John 12:28-50. Chapter Overview. Many hear God's voice. The basis for judgment. At the temple on Monday, Nisan 10, Jesus is speaking about his approaching death. Concerned about how God's reputation will be affected, Jesus says, "Father, glorify your name." A mighty voice from the heavens responds, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." John 12:27-28. The people nearby are bewildered. Some think that they heard thunder. Others say, "An angel has spoken to him." John 12:29. However, it is Jehovah whom they just heard speaking. And this is not the first time that humans have heard God's voice in connection with Jesus. 3.5 years earlier, at Jesus' baptism, John the Baptist heard God say of Jesus, "This is my Son, the Beloved, whom I have approved." Later, after the Passover of 32 CE, Jesus was transfigured before James, John, and Peter. Those three men heard God declare, "This is my Son, the Beloved, whom I have approved. Listen to him." Matthew 3:17 and 17:5. But now, this third time, Jehovah is speaking in a way that many can hear. Jesus says, "This voice has occurred not for my sake, but for your sakes." John 12:30. It is proof that he truly is God's Son, the foretold Messiah. Moreover, Jesus' faithful life course both exemplifies the way humans should live and confirms that Satan the devil, the ruler of the world, deserves to be executed. Jesus says, "Now there is a judging of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out." Rather than being a defeat, Jesus' approaching death will be a victory. How so? He explains, "Yet I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all sorts of men to myself." John 12:31-32. By means of his death on a stake, Jesus will draw others to himself, opening the way to everlasting life. In response to Jesus' comment about being lifted up, the crowd says, "We heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" John 12:34. Despite all the evidence, including hearing God's own voice, most of them do not accept Jesus as the true Son of Man, the promised Messiah. As he has done before, Jesus speaks of himself as the light. He urges the crowd, "The light will be among you a little while longer. Walk while you still have the light, so that darkness does not overpower you. While you have the light, exercise faith in the light, so that you may become sons of light." John 12:35-36. Then Jesus withdraws, because Nisan 10 is not the day for him to die. Passover Nisan 14 is when he is to be lifted up, nailed to a stake. Looking back on Jesus' ministry, it is clear that prophecy was being fulfilled when the Jews did not put faith in him. Isaiah foretold that the eyes of people would be blinded, and their hearts would be hard so that they would not turn around to be healed. Yes, most of the Jews stubbornly reject the evidence that Jesus is their promised deliverer, the way to life. Nicodemus, Joseph of Arimathea, and many other rulers actually put faith in Jesus. But will they act in faith, or will they hold back? either because they fear being expelled from the synagogue or because they love the glory of men. John 12:42-43. Jesus himself explains what putting faith in him involves. Whoever puts faith in me puts faith not only in me, but also in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees also the one who sent me. The truths that God instructed Jesus to teach and that Jesus continues to proclaim are vital, so much so that he can say, "Whoever disregards me and does not receive my sayings has one to judge him. The word that I have spoken is what will judge him on the last day." John 12:44, 45, and 48. Jesus then concludes, "I have not spoken of my own initiative, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment about what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment means everlasting life." John 12:49-50. Jesus knows that shortly he will pour out his own lifeblood in sacrifice for humans who exercise faith in him. Questions for review. With regard to Jesus, on what three occasions has God's voice been heard? What rulers put faith in Jesus, but why might they not confess him openly? On what basis will people be judged on the last day?
Sunset. Nisan 11 begins.